It's Tuesday, the 16th of July, and it's time to get your Game and Grin on with the Game Green Greencast. It's Talk About Games. Aaron.
Roger, roger.
Goes.
Red Leader standing by.
And Jackman.
Obligatory hello there.
And I, as always, am Ace. We're doing a streamcast, as recent listeners will know. And this time, rather than a game that none of us have played, it's a game that only one of us has played. I played this back in 2016, so I don't actually remember much about it. As a result, I actually have some mods, like a reshader and stuff. If you're watching the VOD or you're watching it live, then you might notice some differences between mine and everyone else's screens. But the reason we're doing a Star Wars game is because this is the anniversary of our editor-in-chief passing away, so we wanted to do something special. So, Star Wars Republic Commando. It came out in the early 2000s. And as I say, three of us have not played this game, so they don't know what they're in for. So will it be something new to love, or will we just play the game for half an hour and forget about it? So let's play some Star Wars Republic Commando.
Yay!
Yay! Are we going to play a multiplayer or just new game?
Just a new game.
Got it.
I was wondering if it's co-op. Because it looks like a squad shooter.
I don't think it is. I think it is head-to-head. Also, Crafty, Aaron's looks different because that is the unmodded experience, so to say.
I'm a purist, definitely. And it's definitely not because downloads are not working.
Oh god, those subtitles blend in with the background.
And so the game starts. You are a new clone trooper and I've just found out that my push-to-talk button pauses the game.
Nice.
I'm not too happy about being a clone trooper, because it means I'm cannon fodder.
You're not a stormtrooper, though.
But still.
I don't like having a control chip in my brain.
Is there a single named clone trooper in the Star Wars that people know?
Yes.
Rex.
Cody.
And I mean, like... No, people who aren't hardcore Star Wars fans.
I'm not.
Rex. Delta 4-0, too.
I'm a piece of a whole person? That's...
Oh my god, a pizza of a whole person.
That's very...
That sounds delicious.
Yes. Oh wait, another person, another clone that people know. Boba Fett. Maybe, possibly. Is he a clone? Or is he just his son?
He's a clone that was not artificially aged up.
So yes.
That's a detail that I didn't need to know.
Interesting, yeah.
War has come to the galaxy.
Does he also have a control chip? Or does he not have one?
I couldn't say.
Probably depends on who's writing the story and what they need. But I believe he doesn't. Because he was kind of like one of the prize to that Django... wanted to be cloned was to have one of them to be like all natural.
Yeah. So hopefully they wouldn't put a chip in then.
I mean, they probably would if they could get away with it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're being deployed against some robots. Sorry, droids.
Road droids.
Roger, roger.
To me, it seems like Jango was too good for Chinggis Khan's way and just didn't want to go around shooting his thing all over the place.
Yeah.
We have to find some thing.
Oh, hey! I know that guy.
You do?
I mean, I've heard the name before. I play Galaxy of Heroes sometimes, and he's a unit.
Is Galaxy of Heroes a gacha game?
Yeah. Oh my god, Geonosian.
Geonosian?
Geonosian.
Is Wolverine in this game?
Who, sorry?
Wolverine.
Wolverine, yes.
Because you said Genosha.
Oh no, Geonosians.
That just sounds the same to me. To use the Bacta dispenser, stand in front of the device and hold down the use button until your health has been fully restored. Hold F to use Bacta.
Ow, 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 please give health.
Continue with health, please. Where's the dispenser?
It's right over here, to your right. From the cover, it's over to the right.
Heal yourself with Bacta, they say. But isn't Bacta like a tank that you have to get in?
The
thing that heals you is it used like lasers or something.
It fills you with the forbidden Kool-Aid.
Please don't try to dissect Star Wars lore. Everyone has access to Wikipedia and can edit it. The objective tracker is located at the bottom center of your HUD. The object finds your target something for out of your 4 hours will point. Yeah.
Roger, roger.
Oh, I have a punch.
What's the punch button?
E.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to punch everything.
We need a medic over here. Is he going to bring some Bacta?
So you can't sprint, shift walks like freaking Counter-Strike, and you can't aim, apparently.
Yeah, no, iron sights, it seems.
I'm just trying. The funny thing is that only when the enemy is in the very middle of your big circle crosshair that the crosshair lights up. So it's like a fake crosshair.
It is. But remember, this was made for like controllers at the time.
Yeah, but there isn't. If the crosshair was that big, I would expect aim assist.
True. Man. Oh, grenades. Use mouse. Oh, right mouse.
Oh, I have a pistol.
That you do.
We're erecting barricades, just like the tramps taught us. Oh yeah, Ace's game looks much better. He doesn't have a huge crosshair.
And bang.
Is Ace muted?
I used up all my grenades. Missing.
I'm enjoying this actually so far. It's a bit old and clunky, but it's kind of fun. And it's kind of cool to just sort of, you know, be some sort of like elite commando soldier squadron thingamabobble.
It is, and there weren't, I think, I may be wrong, but there weren't many games like this at the time.
Yeah.
Use R mouse to throw grenades.
Yeah.
What? Oh, I'm gonna fuck up so much with the grenades.
Oh, frick.
The punch is very nice.
There's a punch?
Yeah, E for punch. Yeah,
it's really quick.
That does seem pretty quick.
I'd like to drink some
punch.
Oh,
dang, it just kills him right away.
Yeah, just punch everything.
Hold C to crouch. Oh. Who came up with those bindings?
Bunny hopping across the universe.
Oh no, the clones are yelling stupid shit. Elder 62 linking to HUD.
Name... falling off the bridge.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Jumping is kind of bad, though, admittedly.
It's not. Okay, it is a bit.
Just heard the Wilhelm scream.
Oh, just blew up a huge droid easily.
Yeah, the weapons are either super powerful, that wasn't a very good droid thing.
I keep seeing those Bacta things, but I didn't take any damage yet.
Goes. Press the mouse wheel.
Oh, God.
Iron sights.
That's amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Wait, how do you get iron sights?
You press the mouse wheel.
Oh, okay. Very interesting.
Well, now I need to rebind everything.
If you have a very sensitive mouse wheel, that's very bad because it's also how you switch weapons. Bam, bam. Oh, the pistol has a unique melee pity animation.
Ooh, fun.
Ow, ow, ow. Wait. Shooting is not allowed. Only I can shoot.
It's kind of lame that you don't use your arm blade to melee with your pistol. How does that make sense?
Yeah, pistol whip.
Yeah, but the blade! You have a blade on your fist!
Also, why don't you use your blade to slice into computers?
That would be pretty fun.
Well, a blade slices, but doesn't splice.
Well, that would...
A fork splices.
They would get sued if you would slice your blade into a computer.
Sued by Robocop. Yeah, but it's they don't splice into it, it's slicing.
Is it?
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Oh god, light visor mode. Oh my, this is giving me a headache already. So,
name 40, nickname Fixer, status Commando, Delta Squad, 40 has a knack for slicing computer systems. Okay. Sorry, what were we saying, Jack?
No, just slight admission, like I said a bit earlier, I have tried this, like, eons ago on the GameCube. I just remember being absolutely horrible at it, or this being very difficult. But so far, it's not. So, then again, maybe it was just... What?
I died.
No.
But it's okay. I've hit recall and revive, so once they've defeated the enemies, they'll revive me.
Oh, cool.
Oh.
Huh. Did you drink your BAFTA?
I will drink my BAFTA. I'll drink my BAFTA, actually.
Congratulations on your BAFTA win.
Thank you.
My gamer BAFTA water? Gamer girl BAFTA water?
Exactly.
I'm glad that detonating some starships next to me did not harm me at all.
Of course not. You're elite. I should probably put night vision off at some point, shouldn't I? I'm kind of getting like Batman detective vision vibes. Because you can kind of just leave it on and it's more useful that way, but you also feel bad.
So how do you crouch?
C.
Oh, fun.
Got a visual on some mechanicals.
That sounds like a racist term.
It does a bit. Sorry, lads, my health is critical. I'm out of here. Good luck. Gonna drink some Bat-Bagda. Bat-Bagda. Gonna get some healing.
Dagobah?
Yes, I'm gonna drink Dagobah. Whistle time!
Punch! Oh, no. Punch everything! Punch!
The melee does nothing! The melee does nothing!
Punch! Punch! Shoot everyone, troopers. No, they're called clone troopers, Josh. Don't you know your lore? Don't you know Bor-Bor-Bor-Fert?
I mean, yes, we are still technically troopers.
So I'm dying a bit, but let's see if my guys can help.
I drank my BAFTA water. Wonder if I'll get an award.
Hey, there you go. My mates healed me.
Congrats on your award.
Okay, that's pretty cool. So if you go down by your crew can't take care of the threats, then you get back up.
What? Okay, am I fighting droids or am I fighting bug people?
Yes.
From Rick and Morty.
You're an elite commando. You can fight both.
I just want to know who I'm fighting.
You're not paid to ask.
Use function keys for issuing squad commands.
I'm not sure if we are paid, actually. That's a good point.
What's the fourth command do? I didn't read the hints.
The fourth?
F4, like, it does a spins his finger. What does that do?
I think it's like gather up.
But that's F2.
No. I haven't used any of them yet. How far in are you?
I just got the squad things too.
I thought I was ahead. Guess I'm far behind. Or I'm just not paying attention.
I'm just rushing people and punching them. That's how tactical I am.
You're my favorite commando.
The strength of brothers. Oh my god, it's Sunfac.
You what?
It's Sunfac.
Is Sunfac's gone? Oh, so I guess I just missed the commands then.
What am I doing? Shoot strategy room glass.
Yes, shoot him.
It reminds me of second to last level of Vanquish where you chase a guy. I beat that, by the way.
Oh, congrats. It's an amazing game.
I get the beginning, press F to concentrate fire. Okay.
You've got a sniper. That's fun. So, Ace, you've been very quiet. How are you feeling playing this after such a long time?
Yeah, I'm still enjoying it. I did enjoy it back in the day. I just never got around to playing it again. The reason I've been quiet is because every time I press my push to talk, it pauses the game.
Yes.
So I can't play the game while I'm talking.
That sounds like an excuse to me. A good one, man. It's interesting to see this kind of gameplay in its early phase, because games like Mass Effect and Gears of War really cemented it, but
yeah,
I'm not sure if it was done like this before Republic Commandos. There must be something, but
like, one big thing I'm noticing is that, like, it seems that you have to hold crouch to stay behind cover, whereas most of the time nowadays, you just sort of stay in cover by hitting a button once.
Yeah. This was before the time of Gears of War.
Yes.
Well, Jack, if you mean, like, an action game where you also control a squad, then, yeah, I don't know if there was... I guess, like, like early CRPGs come close to that, but they're not really action games. You just control a squad.
Yeah, they're not shooters as such. But that's a good point. back here. Get back here.
Oh, you have to hit enter to do that. Okay.
Do what?
I thought you just had to hit spacebar to revive. I thought you just had to like hover over it and hit like a spacebar, but no, you have to hit enter.
I also do enjoy that they all have like distinct things to do. Like in Mass Effect, at least the first one, there was very little difference between what you could command your guys to do. You just say, go behind that cover or go behind that cover.
Yes. Yeah. I usually just, most I commanded them to do was to use abilities, which was still pretty cool.
Actually, I was thinking about an article about action games where you synchronize with like your companions, because I actually enjoy those games.
How do you do sniper stuff? Goodness gracious!
You pick up the sniper attachment and press 3.
Oh, you use your mouse roll. There's a sniper thing in a level, and then you can just
almost,
equip.
You're almost to the bit where you get the sniper. Like, it won't let you progress until you have equipped the sniper thing and tried.
Looks like someone else did the sniper rifle segment.
Oh boy, I think my guy's stuck. Yes, indeed. I may have stabbed my own man to help him not be stuck.
Hey, that's helpful, isn't it?
It's a kind of helpful.
Exactly.
Oh, he's still stuck.
Oh no. So did we just kill Sunfac, though?
No, I think he got away.
Ah.
I killed someone.
I killed a lot of people.
We exploded a thing.
Right, so what do I do about you now? You're stuck in the wall. How do I move you? Can I shoot your body?
Here's the sniper attachment, finally.
I wonder if I'm stuck here.
Oh wait, the pistol doesn't need to be reloaded.
It never
does.
Like
there's a bar thing.
The screen shake is really doing a number on me.
Same. Yeah, I think I may be stuck.
Especially since I'm playing through a disaster report, which is an earthquake, and whenever the screen starts to shake there, I'm about to be crushed by a building.
That's good.
What I noticed is that in this game, you start off as a commander of a squad, and nowadays games tend to lean towards you're not that special at the beginning of the game.
Yeah.
That said, you are a clone trooper, you are a cannon fodder, but they don't tell you this in game. They try to make it seem like you're special.
They literally tell you, you are a super special clone guy.
You have the nice fancy colors on your armor.
Oh, you're sniping. Okay.
Oh boy, I might be stuck. That's not fun.
Also, I'm just realizing that I'm stabbing children.
I have just destroyed the jamming device, so what is your difficulty, Jackman?
Mine is normal. I just mean, like, not stuck as in I can't do this, it's too difficult. It's more I'm stuck as in the game bugged out and my guys can't come rescue me.
Right, that makes sense.
Try that again. Like, my bomb guy got stuck in a wall and then just was done.
Oh, hey, I like you can get, like, take the head off of them sometimes, and they just keep firing.
Yeah, good point.
Oh, my squad just got downed.
Punch them into health.
Wait, I'm supposed to disable some device. Where is it? My guys have weird accents.
Guess because Django was New Zealandish.
Oh, is that it?
Okay, there we go. Now he's not stuck. No, I ran out of ammo. Luckily, it seems the autosaves are semi-frequent.
Apparently, the sniper attachment uses a different ammo?
It does?
Yeah.
Oh, just use more of the same ammo.
No, it uses different ammo for me.
It uses different ammo. Cool. It seems like it definitely uses different ammo for me, too. Boom. We destroyed the jamming device, finally.
Nice, well done.
I'm trying to figure out how to do it, still. Oh, there.
Also, brave of them to add friendly fire.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been shooting at my guys all this time. Because one of them has a red name over his head, so can you blame me?
I'm sorry, teammate, you had a red name.
Yeah, red is threatening. Come on.
I like red, though. Red's the best color.
But also, it means evil.
Oh my god, a Geonosian elite?
Oh, it's a sentinel from...
Oh, frick. Yeah, I am X-Men. Stuck. I am stuck.
Stuck how?
I am walking without any movement, and I can't get out. I can shoot, though.
You can throw... If you have grenades, you can put them onto your feet.
Yeah, it didn't land on me. It went away. It went way away. It bounced away. I had a friend.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah, no, I can't get out of here.
You're gonna have to restart the...
Maybe if I die.
I was gonna say restart the checkpoint, but it's level, and so you don't know how long ago that was.
There was a checkpoint near where the what's it called? The jamming thing was. Okay, now that we're getting a bit further, I'm starting to remember that this isn't the easiest game. I'm enjoying it. It's surprisingly fun.
Wait, I just placed a bomb and I went to detonate it, and instead he ordered someone else to place a bomb. Where my bomb is.
As you do.
Should I hit restart level or should I just try to die?
If you can die, then I suggest that. If not, then you'll have to restart.
How far back will it go?
Where are you now?
I am after one of the... I've destroyed the jamming thing and I went through the hole and I've jumped down to the next area.
If you're lucky, then it'll be from there.
Well, let's see how lucky I am. Yes, I'm very lucky. Let's try not to get stuck again.
It seems to be a regular occurrence, but like I said, the quote-unquote autosave seems to be quite frequent. For now. Who's down? Who darest be down, guys?
All of them multiple times because of the beam weapon.
I haven't had a beam weapon yet, but there's not, the commanders aren't very good. Yeah, you kind of have to hold their hands. They you need to tell them to go heal yourself, you moron.
It is kind of silly that you have to tell them to heal.
Well, if you breed combat-ready warriors, they may not have the basics down. I dared it.
I appreciate having screen wipers on my helmet.
It is strange, yeah.
They are a bit jarring.
They're lasers, I guess. Also, looking at Ace's screen, I'm very jealous. That looks a lot better. Not that this looks bad, mind. Why am I getting Halo music? I'm scared.
This? Elite beam weapon? Everyone's so quiet.
just trying not to die.
Yeah, exactly. My health's critical.
I just kind of ran across a bridge to heal.
Wish I had more grenades. That'd be nice.
Oh, I forgot there are grenades. I'm clearing.
I keep trying to aim with mouse, the right mouse button, and I keep throwing grenades.
Well, I rebound it, so.
I get the feeling my squad's not going to really like me because I keep exploding their feet.
I have a laser now. I had for a second.
Yeah, it's limited, unfortunately.
I really hate the bullet sponge bots.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not fun. Oh my god, my guys had lead hacksaw skilled.
I was about to ask.
God damn it!
Lead hacksaw.
I threw a grenade and one of my guys just walked right in front of me, so it bounced to the floor and killed us both.
As you do.
Just like Dragon's Dogma 2.
Yes. Oh, that's good times. Less friendly fire somehow.
Oh, frick, I'm about to die. That'll do nicely. Very nice.
Very cool.
That'll do nicely.
You can't make Indiana Jones references when you're in a Star Wars game. That's illegal.
But someone said it.
Doesn't mean you can do it.
But someone said it. That makes it a Star Wars reference.
Fair enough. Yeah. That'll most nicely.
That'll do most nicely.
He's standing next to the Bacta and healing everyone one at a time.
Yeah, that's
moving on.
It's the best. Oh boy.
So much for stealth. These must be the droids.
I just jump knifed one of the big droids and I'm very happy with myself.
Very nice.
Very cool. Oh hey, three what is it called? Bagdib. I'm not good with the Star Wars. The Healy Juice. Three Healy Juice pods Bacta. Next to each other.
Bath water.
The Bacta.
Okay. Formaldehyde. Healing space juice.
Cover?
Oh boy. I also kind of hate how when you order them to like focus fire on a single enemy, they just stand about and fire at them.
Okay, I think nice. Once the factory is destroyed, that'll be where we end things. I thought that the first mission might be a bit shorter, but it's still going after I've destroyed the factory.
The concept this game has of level seems to be a bit off. Yeah, it should be pretty close as well. So while us mere mortals ponce about, what did you think? Was it as you remembered or was it different?
I don't remember it being quite so easy. Like, I didn't lose any health for the first, like, 15 minutes.
Yeah, same.
I know I've got it on easy, but still. And then came across that beam weapon and my men were dropping every 4 seconds and I kept having to go to the Bacta thing to heal myself.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the time I'm just strafing and using my melee button over and over.
I kept running out of ammo as well. The same. Pistol does not recharge very quickly.
I'm having some trouble sometimes on like a medium, but like it's workable.
I'm having fun on normal. It's not easiest, and I keep going down, but it seems to be a part of the game in some sense.
Yeah, since it doesn't like end you entirely, you can keep going.
Just nice, because a lot of the games would just throw you at the end game screen there. The game over scene, sorry.
Yeah.
Cough, cough, persona!
Yes. Even though you have friends who can raise you.
You mean friends with healing magic.
Yes. Yeah, only Persona including 4 makes Karn. Sense.
Rikarn.
Yeah, but you're the only person who's carrying all the stuff in your pockets, so they're not going to go and loot your corpse.
Yeah, that'd be disrespectful. And in Persona 4, you're the only one that can do the TV thing, so I guess. I think I got to where you are, maybe. I'm at a canyon, so I'm guessing that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
I'm at Destroy First Power Conduit.
Yeah, you're getting there.
Yeah, take your time, it's right.
So, Jagman, is it as you remember from the PlayStation 2?
You mean from the Gumcub? Yes, it is. I think I played like a bit of this part in the factory because I recall being swarmed, being killed, and being dead. So, yeah.
Oh, Scorch here is stuck.
Oh, yeah, you had the same thing I did.
Is it not a case of if you keep going, he'll catch up to you?
Sorry, Scorch. You won't be able to heal, I guess.
Soldier, please do the thing that'll keep you living. Yeah, you got it, sir.
To be fair, military people are told to follow orders and only follow orders.
That's fair.
When they think for themselves, things go wrong.
Yeah. I remember The Last Jedi, even though I never watched it.
What about The First Jedi?
No, I mean the movie. I don't know who was The Last Jedi. Jar Jar Binks?
Yes.
Jar Jar Binks is the best character.
No, he was a Sith, wasn't he?
Yeah, best character, though.
That's the fan theory, isn't it?
Well, I died immediately after getting raised. Impressive.
Lovely, isn't it? So, Ace, will you keep playing this?
Yes.
When?
Will it take me 7 years to get back to it? Who knows?
It's a mystery to us all.
I don't even know where I was. All I know is that, according to Steam, I had played for 3 hours.
Well, just watch someone speedrun and see when they are 3 hours in.
I mean, knowing games back in the day, you might have been in chapter 1 of 10, or you might have been done with the game.
I am going to swap to my other profile and check.
Oh!
19th of September 2016. Geonosis 0. Weren't we on Geonosis 3 for this first mission?
Might
have been. Did I destroy the factory? Did I do it? I don't know.
Yes, you did. Yeah, you have.
You're a winner, girls.
Advance to the core ship. Now that the foundries are offline, Delta Squad Delta Squad must proceed through hostile territory and gain entry to a nearby separatist vessel. Somewhere aboard are the launch codes for the entire core ship fleet.
Did we not do that?
What, advance to the core ship?
Yeah.
I hope not, otherwise why did it take me 3 hours to get...
Well, it might be like the end of this part of the game. Let's say there's like 3 planets worth of content and you've done planet one.
My objective is locate passage to next canyon.
Oh. You might be where we are now.
Destroy second power conduit. And one step closer to finding the conduit. And
I believe in you. Reapers. I think you might be where we are now.
Yeah, listening to that, it sounds like I'm like 5 minutes ahead of you.
Aaron, I think you're done.
I am?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
Is there
done.
Like any like point where it stops?
Nope. No.
No, the game just
abseiling down that rock was where we stopped, and then Jackman continued.
Okay, well, I'll just blow this up and actually I'll just stop. I'll save game and leave.
That about does it for this episode, so thank you for joining me, Aaron, Gores, and Jackman.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Pew pew, pew pew, pew pew, splice, slice.
Roger, roger.
This was fun, and although I hope that I would be able to shoot some of you.
One day, Gores, one day.
And thank you for listening and subscribing to the Grincast. Your support means a lot. If you want to hear more from us, then listen to our anime podcast, The Pals Anime Lounge. And of course, check out our writings on GameGrim.com. Until next time, game on.